It all comes down to such meaningful stuff. It's so hard, but it does. It's all the same thing. The Va'adayin. What does the Va'adayin mean? Now, what the Ran is doing, and we'll read the Ran inside, the Ran has a question. The question is on Rashi. He doesn't say that. But the question on Rashi. According to Rashi, what's the Va'adayin coming to ask? So as I told you, the Va'adayin is coming to ask three things according to Rashi. What are the three things that Dayan's coming to ask? Bayatmin in Gevurim. How do we know Bayatmin? There is Bayatmin in Gevurim. We would think there's no Bayatmin in Gevurim. Why? Because in the Pasuk of Olya Matzah, it only says Batim and not Gevurim. And we learn Bayatmin from Olya Matzah. So maybe there's no Bayatmin. And then what the second two things? Sometimes you're allowed to have a guise and sometimes you're not allowed to have a guise. What?
Where do we see that sometimes yes, sometimes no?
Oh, we learn from one pasuk l'cha that we would think that you can't have guys, and we learn from one pasuk l'cha that you could have a guys. And the Gemara is going to say later on, really, that one is talking about taking responsibility on the guys, and one's without responsibility. With responsibility is usher, without responsibility is mutter. And how do we know that? It's a batim and gevurim. So, how do we know by batim sometimes it's mutter and sometimes usher? And how do you know gevurim sometimes it's mutter, sometimes usher? Maybe it's always usher and batim and always mutter and gevurim. That is what, so at the end of the day, what does the Gezeirah Shavah teach us? Everything is everything, right? Everything is everything. The Ran says no. Let's learn the Ran inside before we get to Ketzin Mishnah, because it's all one thing. If you have a Ran, please open up your Ran. If not, look into somebody's Ran. What? Yeah. Okay, let's see. Masar Amar Gvulin Shechaya Teraya. Now, meaning this, when the Ran looked at this Gemara, you have to have an introduction to this Ran. When the Ran looked at this Gemara, the Ran saw Va'adayin only two questions, not three. Only the second two, not the first question. The Ran says, when I look at this Gemara, Va'adayin, what is the word Va'adayin? Va'adayin ani omer, v'batim omer b'shem ba'irah ba'imatzeh, ba'yatmim, ba'yitav chan l'nachrim, v'gulim shecha'i ha'teroi, ha'teroi sh'alseh m'shel z'vayah. He says, he doesn't see the first question. What's the first question? Bayatmin. How do you know Bayatmin and Gevurim? The Ran doesn't see this question in the Gemara. All he sees is the question about a guys. Why is a guy sometimes butter, sometimes usher? He didn't see the first question. Therefore, his question is, if he doesn't see the first question, his question will be, why isn't the first question a good question? And that's what he says. Tamori. All based on not seeing the first question of Rashi. He doesn't see this in the Gemara. Just like we have a question, how do you know in Gevurim it's sometimes mutter, shel acherim? Why don't we say a kula of hatmana? What will be a kula of hatmana? Vehechi mekaimin heter hatmana, the mishtam begvulim, v'surde mishtam mebatim. And I will say, oh, sometimes by yatman will be usher. Where will it be usher?
Batim.
But sometimes it will be mutter. Where will be mutter? Begvulim. The mishtam begvulim, v'surde de mishtam mebatim. Just like we have the question, how do we know that the Isser of Nachri is by Batim and Gevurim, and the Heter of Nachri is by Batim and Gevurim? Why don't you ask the same thing by Atmana? Who says Atmana and Gevurim is Isser? Maybe it's Mutter. So what's his question? His question is, so it was very hard for everyone here to understand the question. But the question is, the Ran saw that there's no first question, Rashi's first question. His question is, so what's his question? Why not? Oh, thank you.
It's still warm.
It's still warm? Whoa, just baked. Yeah, thank you. Okay. I know. You want to share. I know.
I was thinking about saying something.
Okay. Okay, so that's the Ran's question. The Ran's question is simple. What happened to Rashi's first question? Why isn't it a question? Is everyone with me?
No.
According to Rashi, what's the first question? The Ran never saw that in the Gemara.
Why not?
Why not? He said the Gemara seems to be only talking about the Lechaz. Mm-hmm. Atman has nothing to do with the Lechaz.
How do you read the Gemara?
What?
It says Yachalayah.
That means the Gemara, it's going over from before, but the question is reading from the Lechaz. That's how he reads it. You never saw a question about the Mandarin.
What? It's an order.
Yeah.
It says Yachalayah.
He's just saying over what the Gemara said before, but the Gemara doesn't mean to ask about Atmana.
So his real question of the Gemara.
That's the Ran. So what's Ran's answer? And this is the main thing. So now, what's our Gemara's answer? According to Rashi, how do we know Atmana is Usser B'Gvulim? Gzeri Shava teaches me everything is everything, okay? The Ran says no. The Ran says we don't need Gzeri Shava for this. V'lav Kushihi, my question is not a question. The Ein Achinami. The Vadai Mikara Aminan, the Ego Kasav Elga Yura, have Aminan Yachayatman. In the beginning of our Gemara, we're getting back to the beginning of the Gemara again. What's the beginning of the Gemara? Why did it say Lo Yamatse? So what's the Gemara answer? If it wouldn't say Lo Yamatse, we wouldn't know Atmana. Ava Kim the Kasav Lo Yamatse. But then the Gemara says, so it says Lo Yamatse, to tell me that Atmana is Aser. Goli, alo yura, deria lav dafka, alishna ba'alma. So what does the Gemara mean? Remember I gave you two ways the other day to learn the Gemara? This was, I don't know if it was way number one or way number two, but we'll call it now way number one. What's way number one in the Gemara? The Ran's way to Gemara. That we have bayra bayamatze. If it wouldn't say bayamatze, we would think you're only over if you see chametz. Bayamatze teaches me that you're over Bayura even when you don't see chametz. So really, according to Ran, how many averas are there?
One
avera, Bayura. All Bayamatze does is teach us what Bayura is.
So it expands our definition.
That's all it does. Ulaha, lo itzik zer shavu, the sorcerer. Now, for this, you don't need Gzer Shava. For what don't you need Gzer Shava? Then if you ask me, how do you know Atmana is Usser in Gvulin? You know how you know? Because it says in Bayra Gvulin. We know Bayra is Atmana. So you don't need Gzer Shava. Therefore, the Gemara never had a question about this.
Beautiful.
That is the Ikaran. Yes?
According to the Ran, it's like George Tet in the Mishnah.
So
we think only one
line. Wait, you have to wait on that, okay? You're jumping steps. I like to go my own steps. Okay, you're right, but you're jumping steps. So that according to Ron, it's very good. According to Ron, there is one Avera on Pesach. What's the Avera? Bal Yerah. Was by Yamatzeh? By Yamatzeh tells us what Bal Yerah is. But there's one Avera. That's what our Gemara said. Therefore, we have no questions about Bal Yamatzeh. There are no questions about Yamatzeh. But now that we're going to Ron, but we know Rashi doesn't hold to this. You know why? Because when Rashi learned the beginning of Gemara, Rashi didn't learn the beginning of Gemara that way. How'd Rashi learn the beginning of Gemara? When the beginning of Gemara says, maybe only over by Ra, comes one by Yamatzeh that teaches us, there's also by Yamatzeh. So not by Yamatzeh teaches us by Ra is. There's by Yamatzeh and by Ra. And not every time are you over by Ra. If you're over by Yamatzeh.
And you get separate dinim?
Separate dinim. Therefore, we can ask a question now. How do you know by Yamatzeh is in Gevulim? Because where does it say the Pasuk of Gevulim? By Yerah. So now we have a question about Adayin. How do you know there's by Yamatzeh in Gevulim? So it works out beautifully. The two ways, so it's two ways to learn the beginning of the Gemara, travel all the way down, how to learn the end of the Gemara. Yes.
Well, what would Rashi do with, I think it was the Kesef Mishnah's logic that when you see something, obviously...
One second. So that is, now we know a machlokes Ran and Rashi. But when you get into the bottom line of the machlokes, what's the bottom line of the machlokes? How many Averas are there? According to Ran, there's one Avera. Bayura, according to Rashi, there's two Averis, Bayura and Bayamatzeh. Wait, we're not there yet. Jumping. Yes?
According to the Ran, how would it make sense that it's two different psukim explaining one thing? Why would it say that we should have everything in one pasuk to explain one idea?
We don't ever know that. We don't understand ever why Hashem wrote certain ways, that wrote the Torah in certain ways. We never understand that. Yes?
Every time the Ron says you're going to be over, he doesn't say you're only over by your right. He says you're over by your right and by what's
it? Okay, so now, the Ron, what does the Ron say? The Ron says not what you said. The Ron says, tell me what you just said.
When the Raj is referring to Divera, he didn't say, "Oh, you're only over by your right." First was in Bible.
Okay, that goes in the Ran. The Ran says, "El Lishna Ba'alma." Bayra Rav Dafka Lishna Ba'alma. The way the Ran says, in his day, it's the same as, in the Gemara's day, it's the same as us. We say, the Avera is by Rabbi Matzeh. That's what we call it. But it doesn't mean that. That's what the Ran is saying. Now we get to the Rambam. And now, it's so easy to understand the machlokes between the Rambam and the... Re'en. Very good. A very dense amount of the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam gets the Mishnah again. Now that we know this, we can do this very easily. Yes.
I wasn't Mama famous, but the one doesn't like his first answer.
What?
The one doesn't like his answer. So at the end, he changed his mind.
The whole world in the Yeshivish world holds him the first answer to Iran for some reason.
The one doesn't hold like that.
I don't know if the Ran holds by you or not.
We're fools to say this.
Maybe, I don't know, but the whole world likes this first answer. Yes?
Doesn't it mean, isn't it true that Inami is not necessarily a rejection? There's something wrong with the first answer, but if you have to suggest two answers, something's wrong with both of them. So one can stand and one won't at the end of the day.
I've heard that. I've heard opposite too, but I never know. So the Rambam seems to say there's two averos. He says it clearly. The Rambam says it clearly in the Rambam and in Sefer Mitzvot. The Rambam says it clearly there's two averos by Ra and by Yamatzri. The Rambam says it clearly. So let's do the Kesef Mishnah again. Sorry we're doing it again, but now that you know this, it becomes so much, you get enlightened. Ein aloka, kasev re'em, v'yeshrit moa, da b'shorish tes, nirish ein lokin. The re'em says, in shorish tes, the Rambam says, when a aveira is doubled, it's one aveira only, not two averas. It's one aveira. So the Re'im holds that it is one Avera. It is one Avera. So now let's put it together. If the Re'im holds one Avera, who must he be holding like? The Ran. That there's only one Avera, Bayura. Bayura Matzei teaches us what Avera is, and it's also there, like the Rambam says in Church Test, as a strengthening of the Avera. So there's only one Avera. So skip the next line because that has nothing to do with us. V'nira v'enai. So the Kesef Mishnah says, the lo yira lo mashma el shu nira le'enayim dafka. Lo yira means what it says, lo yira. V'chein mashu m'sefer mitzvos mitzvah reish and mitzvah reish aleph. That means lo yira means lo yira. So how would you learn the beginning of the Gemara? If lo yira only means lo yira, what would that mean, the beginning of the Gemara? Bala Matzah is coming to teach us about Yatman. So there's two averos. There's ba yira, which is only yira, and then there's ba yatman, which is everything. Mashikas per dalad over Mishum by Rabbi Matzah. And the Rambam uses the words by Rabbi Yamatzei by everything. Lav l'meiru d'chol echad min skaram l'el over b'shneim. Not the over both. El heter shaykh t'avayu over b'shneim. Means like this. The Rambam says someplace that if I have chametz in my house, I'm over by Rabbi Yamatzei, right? If I have chametz hidden in my house, I'm over by Rabbi Yamatzei. That would mean that the Rambam says you're over by Yerah for hidden chametz. And that's not true. So Kesef Mishnah says, because that's, again, that's the way we speak. We speak by Rabbi Yamatzei. But according to the Rambam, there's sometimes when you're over both, and sometimes when you're over one. When are you over both?
By
Yerah. Whenever there's by Yerah, for sure there's by Yamatzei. Well, you got that? Whenever it is by, everyone understand that? Whenever it is by Ra, for sure it is by Yamatzei. That gives me the right to whenever I say by Ra, I can say by Ra by Yamatzei. Because whenever I say by Ra, there is by Yamatzei. So I can always say by Ra by Yamatzei. Because saying by Ra, there's always by Yamatzei also. One second. The Ra Eka, the Avra Ba'al Yura, Avra Name Ala Yamatzei. Avra Tamun. But if I have something in the closet in my house, what am I over there? Over Yamatzei. Then I over only Lo Yamatzei. And that is the beginning of our Gemara. I'm over Lo Yamatzei. And then we're going to have a Kasha Adayan. How do you know you're over Lo Yamatzei? Where? Begvulchen. So it all works out beautifully. There's two ways to learn the beginning of the Gemara, Rashi and the Ran. And Rashi is the Rambam, and the Ran is the Re'im. It all works out beautifully. All based on what is the original answer of the Gemara. Yes?
Well, it's not really said, but what it really says that the Rambam's Lashon is just to use both in itself. But if it's not both Rambam, why does he use both Lashon?
That means whenever you're over by Yerah.
You're sure by Yerah.
Therefore, when I say, you're over by Yerah, I can tell you, Rabbi Rabate.
Yeah.
That's the same. By
does
Rabbi Rabate.
Does Rabbi ever have a case where it's just the case is Bali Atman and he's Bali Mata? Similarly, but that's implied.
Yes, but that's because usually it's by Rabbi Mata, so that's where we say it.
Correct. But
that's the Gemara in Daf Chaf Dalet. The Gemara Chaf Dalet is. I want to just show you what he's talking about. When he talks about Gemara Chaf Dalet, let me show you what he's talking about. Yes.
What was the Rambam doing with the Gzera
Shavas? Ah, very good. The Gzera Shavas are about Lecha.
That's it.
All about Lecha. It's not about Yimatze or Yira'ah. It's about Lecha. Okay? Where does Lecha pertain to? That's the Gzera Shavas Kavas. And Dav Chav Dalet, it says, let me find it again. It has to be Amid Beis.
Just
let me just find this. Sorry. It's one second. It's in the fourth Perek. Yes, let me find it. In the Rambam they gave you.
No.
It doesn't say Perek Dalet, or what does it say?
Yeah, Perek Dalet. It
doesn't say a daf. Just the other night.
Oh yeah, it says.
It's the last word.
I can't find it. I'm sorry. But it says everything from Bayiro, Bayimatsu. It says on all the things. I can't find it. Why do I think it's Chavtes? What do I think it's Chavtes? I can't find that. Okay. Anyway, okay, that's the Rambam, and that's the Ran. Yes.
So the Kesef Mishnah is the point about how you can be over Bali Matze, but not Bali Yira because of Yatman. Is that, does the Kesef Mishnah not hold that Yira means like Lishnam Aliyah, that it's rather
right.
Like,
that he argues on the Ran. Right?
Right.
Okay. Now let's see this Tosfos here. In our Gemara, it says, "Vayirocha sar shachat yataraya, avataray shachem shagavaya." Okay, so we have one lecha to teach us, lecha teach us shel acherim v'shel gavaya. Right? Now, how does Rashi learn that? One lecha teaches shel acherim shel gavaya. Somebody tell me, how's Rashi learn that? Shel nachrim. Okay, but our Gemara just says one pasuk. Lecha, you're over, not shal acherim, other people, shal gavaya. Avat resh achem shal gavaya. Look at the Tosfos. Hiksha Rav Yaakov de Orleans. Rav Yaakov from Orleans. That's where New Orleans came from. Yes, there was Orleans in France, where there was a great Rishonim, and then the French, when they founded a colony in Louisiana, they called it New Orleans. Just like there was a place, York, then they founded New York, or there's a place, Jersey, in England, they founded, they had New Jersey. There was Orleans in France, and they called it New Orleans. So,
you
learn history also. So, but Rabbi Yaakov wasn't from New Orleans. He didn't do Mardi Gras. He was he was just from Orleans, okay?
Is he a statesman?
What?
Is he a statesman?
Yeah. Okay. The Hakol. Okay, I'm Mashiach, you gonna see this? The Hakol go Machach Trei Koi, Lamute Nachri B'Gavaya. Now here we don't need two psukim. Here we have one pasuk. Lecha, Nachri Gavaya are allowed. The mechad lecha mametin tevayo. We're going from one lecha. Afal gav the tilte lecha ksivim. Really, there are three lechas, but we don't darshan the other lechas. We one lecha. Upei kol shah, but in pei kol shah, mashma the tzrichi kulu. Do you need all of them? Okay. Umnachos peg Rabbi Shmuel Kamar Trey Arisosechem Ksivi Chadlamuti Nakri Vachadlamuti Hedish. And this is the real question. This is the hard question. By Chala it says Arisosechem. Chala must be given from Arisosechem. Chem, the word chem and the word lecha are the same. Okay? Yours. So we learn from Arisa Seichem that if it's your dough, you must give challah. But if it's a Gaisha dough, you don't have to give challah. Meaning, if you go into Dunkin' Donuts and you buy donuts, you don't have to see we took challah, like in bagels, black and whites, where it says challah genumen. We took challah. Because it's Goyish. Goyim don't have to give challah. So when it's non-Jewish, but it's kosher, you don't have to have challah. There's no challah. Where do you know this from? Arisa Seichem. Now, Hegdish doesn't need challah either. You don't have to take challah off of Hegdish. Why? Because Ariso say Chem. But the Gemara there says, it says twice Ariso say Chem. One to teach us it doesn't have that not Gai, and one not Hedish. Here, one Lacha is enough to teach us not Gai and not Hedish. And that's Tosus' question. Why by Chala do you need a special Lacha, which is Chem over there, one to teach us Chala, one to teach us Gai and one to teach us Hedish? And by us, all you need is one to teach us. Is everyone with me on the question? That Tosus' question. So Tosos, what?
Okay.
We call it that Tosos question. Okay. When Tosos brings a question, Tosos question. So that's Rabbi Yaakov's question. So Tosos himself says, yes.
In theory, what the Tosos says, because it says Chem, though, why can't that itself also include this?
What?
But the Tosos says, what you must going to say Chem. Why do they have the same power then?
I'm not sure. Good question. I'm not sure. Okay? That is what Rabbi Yaakov asks. So Tosfos says, Miu b'svarim meduyakim garas chad kdei v'sasechen pirish kishir isas midbar v'chad isas hegdish v'chein nir b'rish the guest kashir n'mirsechem kidei isischem. Meaning, Tosfos says, it's different girsas. According to the real girsas in the Gemara in Reish Lagez, one Arisa Sechem come to teach us Nachrin Hegdish, and one's come to teach us the Shir. The Shir Arisa Sechem. How much dough does there have to be to give Challah? As much as it's called Isas Midbar or Isa Sechem, which is, does anyone know how much it is today?
Two like it.
What? How much is it? So,
1.6 kilograms of flour.
How much?
1.6 kilograms of flour.
That's funny because here we say 5 pounds.
Exactly.
It's not. 1.6 is no. much less than 5 pounds.
No,
that's without
a buffer. 1.6
without a buffer. Oh, yeah. With a buffer. That's five. Okay. Yeah. I don't with a buffer. Yeah. No, he was a mashkiach. I know.
It's a rabbi. In the other gersa, how do they learn shir?
What?
In Rabbi Yaakov's gersa, how does he learn shir?
That's the question. That's a good question. Don't know how he learned shir. But okay, so Tosfos says it's not a question. He had the wrong gersa. Okay. Then, if you look at the end of the next Tosfos, he tries to answer it a different way. If you look at the next Tosfos, Tirza Rajba, if you look at the end of the next Tosfos, Tirza Rajba, the Kim the Golan Hacha, Nakri Kibashto, O Chashim Shelcha, Beshum Dukta, Sugo Tsarach, Trey Kroi. Umaitina and Tavayo Machad Kra. He says, once we learn that Nachri Kivashtei, Nachri Eni Kivashtei is the same, that runs the whole gamut of what Lecha means. So then I won't need two psukim. That means before we get to our Gemara, you need two psukim, one for a Kegdish and one for a Gai. But once we get to our Gemara, and our Gemara says, one for Nachri Kivashtei, one for Nachri Eni Kivashtei, that means no matter what, a lot of ownership or a little ownership, it's all mutter. So once we have our Gemara, Tosfos, now this is a tremendous chiddush what the Rashi was saying, which you hardly ever find this. The Rashi was saying, once we have our Gemara, you can tear out that page and raise that gaze. Forget about that. You don't need that Gemara anymore. You think anyone else would like this?
No.
What is he saying? Why we only need one?
Yeah, once we say here, there's no difference between kibashta and lo kibashta, then all you, that you, it's one pasuk. One pasuk runs the gamut. Whereas before we know this, you need two psukim for a little ownership and a lot ownership. Okay? That is, but Tosis is looking for an answer to Rabbi Yaakov's kasha. So Rabbi Yaakov asked a good question. Tosis says he had the wrong girsa. Or Tosis, or the Rashi gives this tremendous chiddush that once you have this gemara, tear out that gemara. Okay? The Shagas Aryeh doesn't like either of these things. And the Shagas Aryeh says, I have the best teretz in the world on Tosos. I have a great teretz on Tosos question. Let's see the Shagas Aryeh's teretz. I gave it to you today, Pei Gimel. Let's see the Shagas Aryeh's teretz. We thank again David every time David makes copies. David Shachar, David. I know you like to call yourself David, but can I call you David?
Of course.
I told David.
They didn't call me anything. Rifki.
Really?
Anything?
Anything.
Rifki.
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 You were. Wow. Maybe they use they for me. Okay. they make copies. Okay, but thank you for the copies. Anyway, so the Shagas Aryeh says like this. In the Yeshivish world, it's called the Shagas Aryeh at the end of Pei Gimel. Okay, that's what it's called in the Yeshivish world. Everything has names in the Yeshivish world, but it's called the Shagas Aryeh at the end of Pei Gimel. So you see where his brackets were? He makes very nice brackets. They make very nice brackets. And the brackets start from You're going to see what his sheet is. He says, I would say this in many places in the Gemara. In one of the places, I say my Chiddush, Bahishmaita Gufa, in this Gemara, I'm Psachim, Daf Heim and Beis, the Mayit Melo Yiralcha Luchud, Shalchem Shalgavoa. That just from one lecha, we memayit two things. The kassel tells us the kan memayit me'achad lecha l'mut enachir gvaya u'perek ve'rishmo kamar treyer iseichem k'siv chad l'mut enachir chad l'mut e'heglish. And that's whose question? Rabbi Yaakov's question. V'tirtzu b'maskana, at the end of the day, it says here, at the end of Tosas Mishum, bedocha gadol, with a docha gadol. What's the docha gadol? Tear out the page over there. That's the docha gadol. The Rajman's answer. He says at the end of it, bedivra maslam mishum, at the end, that is docha gadol, to say that. Vani kasafti b'chidushay, and I wrote in my chidushim, the lokashim midi. The Hasam Shani, there it's different. The Vade Hada Might Marisi Sechem, Hayo Dabka Shal Nachri, Oshal Gavoa. Avu Isish Ein Shalo, El Shesro Acher, Chai Bechal Bevadai. Meaning like this, there's a given in Chala. There's a given. What's the given in Chala? What about a different Jew's dough? And he doesn't take challah. Can I eat it without challah?
No.
And that's why whenever you buy in a Jewish store, there must be a heksher challah taken. Because if another Jew makes dough, there must be challah. Okay? So, does Ariso Sechem mamayit another Jew's challah?
No.
Okay? That's step one. It's not my another Jew's challah. V'hayr v'sisecha m'rav l'mutei sh'acherim asri. It doesn't come l'mutei acherim. So that's step two. So when you say ariso sechem, can you say ariso sechem l'mutei sh'acherim? Can you say that?
No.
Why not?
Because it doesn't exclude. It's not the point.
It doesn't exclude who? Another Jews. So it doesn't sh'acherim. Ella shall gavoa or shall nachri. Now that it doesn't exclude achayrim, now what does it exclude? A guy's or hegdishes? which one does it exclude? Which one does it exclude? It doesn't exclude the Jews. So a cherem doesn't mean somebody else's. So, but it does exclude something. When it does exclude something, we have to know which one does it exclude. What would I say? Which one does it exclude? What? We would say exclude the one that's farther away from your ownership. Right? That's farther away from a Jew. What's farther away from Jew? A guy or a Hegdish? You don't know. Hilkach ilo kasrachman el chad miyuta. If there'd be only one miyut, ef shelach lamayet shelachayim shel gavoa, l'tevayu mechad miyute. You couldn't learn acher. You couldn't learn acher nachri in gavoa from one miyut. Again, what's this svara? Why couldn't you learn acher nachri in gavoa from one miyut? Because if the miyut would be only mine, not somebody else's, then how many miyutim do you need?
One.
One, not somebody else's. But if somebody else's is also usur, just there is a heter for something, we need a pasuk for every heter. We'll need a pasuk for every heter. If there is a isur on somebody else's, then we don't know when it's not somebody else's, which one's mutter, a guy's or a hegdish? You need two arisa seichems. But Shagasaya says, Avol hacha, hadashinan lacha, avrat ha-shal acherim. When it says here, avrat ha-shal acherim, ein pirish acherim nachri dafka. Acherim doesn't mean nachri. Elahai acherim hainu d'rav d'day. What the Shagasaya say, what does acherim mean here? It's not yours. If it's not yours, you're not over. So when you come to tell us, if it's not yours, you're not over, do I need many psukim? No. Anything that's not yours, you're not over. One pasuk. El afilu she yisrael acher, mufkad etz roba beisol b'shusay, lo kibach reis, ain't over love. You're not over. So the Shagasai has a tremendous answer. When the miyut is, it has to be yours and not somebody else's. How many pesukim do you need? Only one pasuk. As long as it's not yours, it's mutter. But when the miyut is not, if it's not yours because of a different Jew is also usur, then we try to look what's mutter. We need a new pasuk for everything that's mutter. Gavala mutter need a pasuk. Nachri mutter need a pasuk. That is the Shagas Ayah's answer. It's a tremendous answer, but it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because Tosas says so. Because Tosas has to go through this whole dochak of tear out the page and erase the gez, or change the Why is it wrong? But why is it wrong? It's such a great answer. Why is this answer wrong? The Gayan, the Gona Gayan Rashi. This is based on saying that Rashi and Tosos say, what does a chayrim mean by chametz? What does a chayrim mean by chametz? Anybody's. But what does Rashi say a chayrim mean? A guy. What does Tosos say a chayrim means? Read the Tosos. Also the mutei nachri. So, according to Tosvos, is chametz and challah are exactly alike. Another Jew's is usur. If another Jew's is usur, how many psukim should you need?
One.
Two. If another Jew, if it's not a cherim is mutter, if another Jew's usur, how many psukim would you need? Two. That's Rabbi Yaakov's question. If you hold a nachri, another Jew's is usur, you need to psukim. So Rabbi Yaakov asked a great question. Shagazaye didn't believe in this Vilna Gaon. It's unbelievable. This is machok, really. Machok is Shagazaye and Vilna Gaon. If you need what's the din of a chametz of another Jew? Shagazai holds chametz of another Jew is mutter. If the Gaon holds chametz of another Jew is usher. That's basically what's going on here in this Tosfos here. In this Tosfos that you have to give this great dochek of tear out the page in Reish Lakish. You know why? Because chametz of another Jew, according to Tosfos, is usher. But according to the Shagazai, chametz of another Jew is mutter. So all you need is one lecha. To me, this is fascinating. Yes?
This might be a little bit out there, but is there any way that we can learn out from Sukkah when we say lecha that is that the Torah is being stolen, but you can use the law that belongs to someone else? So if we hear reasons, they're talking about like lecha or view, it's also talking about like if it's another Jew, so it should be okay. Is there any way to compare the two?
What you're asking, I have to visualize in my mind how to answer it. What Rav Fol's asking, let's say by lulav, what does lecha mean by lulav?
Can be stolen.
No, that's not what lecha means by lulav. It can't be stolen. We learn from mitzvah baba vera. What does lecha mean by lulav?
It has to be yours.
It has to be yours. It can't be anybody else's. So by lulav, it's like the Shagas Aryeh, right? Lecha comes to your mind, anybody else's. By chametz, lecha doesn't do that. And Mephal wants to know why.
Doesn't lecha by
lulav
exclude other Jews?
Yeah. So you see, lecha excludes other Jews also.
So that's the shver here.
It's shver here. Why?
So we had another pasuk so, with mutter, for example, shol
is usher because it's not lecha.
But according to the Shagas Aryeh, if we had two psukim, then you would be mutter.
Question: according to Shagas Aryeh, according to Vilna Gaon and Rashi and Tosfos, lecha doesn't say another Jew's. Another Jew's is in lecha. Rav Fol's asking, by lulav, another Jew's is not in lecha.
Question.
No, you see, right now, I don't know how to answer that. I could see in my mind the answer, but I don't know how to.
There's
only one lecha by lulav.
But by us, it's two. Right?
No, one.
You say,
one.
Yeah. So it's always the same.
See, what bothers me, your question, is not a guy's lulav, Hegdish's lulav. Why don't we say the lecha of lulav goes on Hegdish's lulav, and therefore another person's lulav will be mutter? That's what you're really asking. At the end of the day, that would be your question.
It's more of a question of Hegdish than another person's?
Yeah, why not a guy. The guy's just another person. What's the difference between the Jew's lulav or guy's lulav? But Hegdish's lulav is Hegdish's lulav. I have to think about this. It's a good question. Yes.
Is love something that would, is a love something that would have hegdish in it, or just it was just done? So you could say that the value of the, that would not that can be hegdish that would come.
Yeah, but that's what our Rashi says here. Even kedushas damim is not lecha. That's what our Rashi says. Good try. But that's what our Rashi says. Yes.
But why would he even need to exclude a hekdesh? This is a mitzvah asay telling you to get a lulav, right? How would you be able to, why would we need to go out of our way to exclude that? Is that a possibility that you can?
Can you use hekdesh lulav? No. Why don't we another? Why don't we say Bracha goes in Hegdish and you could use another Jews? Why don't we say that? That's basically his question.
You can't use Hegdish as Lulav anyways, right? So why would...
Kedush is dumb if you could. There's no Mila. I mean, what you're doing now is trying to wipe out the Sol Gemara. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. We'll leave it here and let's go down Mincha. Thank you for it's so nice to see a whole bunch of people on Sunday. It's great. And, you know, it's hard Gemara, but if you didn't understand it, you're missing, please chazer it. This is the type of thing that even if you understand it 100% right now, by tonight, it's gone. Okay? You know when that happens? Please chazer it. It's good to know. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.